This is Jay Horowitz, the latest edition of Amazing Conversations with my old friend Wally Backman. Wally, star of the 1986 team at second base, highly successful manager of the Long Island Ducks, going into your fifth year, well over 40 games, over 500 as a manager. Well, let me ask you a question. You recruit players, and the whole premise is you don't really want them to stay the whole year.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Jay, but my whole thing is, give the guys another chance. You know, I mean, you talk about Daniel Murphy. This guy, he made a lot of money, great player on the team that went to the World Series against Kansas City. He has made adjustments. He wants to make a comeback. I want guys like that are hungry. You know, I want these guys to get another opportunity. And they're good enough to get an opportunity. I mean, if you play in a World Series, these guys are valuable players. And I try to help them, Jay. That's what I try to do. I try to get these guys to the next level.
I've been friendly with Murph through the years. You know, he's getting a lot of kidding on because he played in the old Timers Day game. So if he makes it back to the majors, he could become the first guy ever to play an old Timers Day game and come back to the major leagues after retired. I know he had tried to make some other connections. How did you make the first connection with him? Did you call him, he call you?
Actually, Keith Miller, who was also a Met at one time, who's an agent now, called me and told me Murph wanted to try to make a comeback, try to play, you know, and Murph has sent me his swings. He sent me everything. I'm going to tell you what, Daniel Murphy's excited. This guy's made a lot of money in the major leagues, but he wants to play. This guy loves the game.
I think he's just like 37, 38 years old now, right? Well, I mean,
he just turned 38, I think, on April 1st or something like that.
How'd you come across Tejada, Wally?
Well, actually, again, his agent called me, and I wanted Ruben to come play for me last year, but Ruben and I have talked. You know, I don't know how well you know Ruben. I know you were the guy, so this kid calls me every day. It's almost a nuisance, but this kid is ready to play. He's in the best shape of his life. Ruben's, I think, 31 years old, deserves another opportunity. If you watched him play in the World Baseball Classic, you would say this is a big league guy. So I like those guys, Jay. I you know, you give them a second chance, you give them an opportunity, and the one thing out here on Long Island is we want to win.
It's going to be hard to win, though, isn't it, Wally? I mean, like well over 40 games, you know, but, I mean, you want the guys to leave you and not stay the whole year.
Yeah, no, that's what I want. I mean, I wish that the league's a different league. I mean, if some managers want to keep their players and hide them, but I want to get rid of them and send them back to a better opportunity. I go back to 21, where we lost 16 players in one season back to affiliated ball or overseas. And they get a better opportunity. We don't pay these players very much money.
Let me just read the list. My memory's bad on my old age, Wally. Johnson Neath, Matt Dendick, Kurt Neuenheis, LJ Mazzilli, I'm missing a few. You know, I was connected with the World Baseball Classic. My manager, Ian Kinsler, played with you. And yep. I have Luke Ford, right? The old twin is still on your team. You know, listen, I hope Mark Pip goes back. You know, I've been in contact with him, and he really loves the game. And a lot of people think he's crazy, but I think it's great for him. If he can make it back, why not, right?
100% they can make it back. You know, I think back to my day when you're 34 or 35 year old. But today, you look at these players, they're playing in their 40s. I don't know. I mean, I guess they take better care of themselves than we did in 86. But
no, that's chocolate. You know, what do you mean by that, Wally?
I'm impressed. I'm impressed, Jay. It's these guys are doing the things that they need to do to be able to continue to play. The people that don't get the credit is guys in the strength and conditioning program. And, you know, that's kind of a new thing however many years ago. But these guys take care of these players, and they keep them fit, and they keep them ready to play. And the longevity of playing has lasted maybe 4 or 5 more years since I played. So I'm impressed with those guys.
Well, if you get managed with this, you the Atlantic League is part of the Partnership League. There's probably 40 partnership leagues or clubs.
Right.
Clubs, right? Or leagues.
Well, we were the first one to be, the Atlantic League was the first league to be the partnership.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, you know what it meant, Jay, is we are the ones that did all the rule changes. What you're seeing in
Like
Major
the
League
experiment we
Baseball,
did, right.
yeah, what you're seeing in Major League Baseball today, the bigger bases, the time clocks, the pickoffs to first
What do
base,
you
or
feel about the clock, Wally? Was it a big help?
well, you know what? It sped up the game. It showed it in spring training this year that it sped up the game. But and then I read something from Keith and Ronnie that were, you don't get to talk about the game as much as you used to talk about the game. The great thing about baseball is there's no time limit, and I don't think there ever will be, but they're trying to control the time. Major League Baseball is trying to control the time, and I've never figured out the reason why. But you like to listen to those guys. They're smart. They got a lot of things to give to the game, and it's what it is now. It's changed.
Well, let me talk some 1986 Mets with you. You were a great player. I didn't realize the year you had in 86, you hit over 300 every month, wound up at 320. That's pretty hard to do. Right from the get-go, you're missing consistency.
Let me tell you something. You didn't have gray hair then.
I know. I have no hair
Hey,
now. I have no hair now.
you know what, Jay? It was a great year. It was great players. The chemistry was, people don't understand how chemistry is so important when players are so close. You remember when we cut your tie off right at your neck?
But you guys gave me new ties at the end of the year, though, Walter.
Yes, I know, but that was the game. That was, we were a family, and I wish baseball was still the same way. I don't know that it is anymore. I think with certain guys it might be the same way. But the fun that we had back in those days, it was unbelievable.
Well, how much did Tuffle mean coming to you? Like when we got Tuffle and then he platooned you. Did that make you a better player, do you think?
It probably made me play a little bit harder. I always want to tell myself that I played as hard as I could. I know after the fact when Cashin signed Tuffle and everything happened, it. The one thing I've learned through my coaching career, it made us a better team.
Right.
And I respect Tuff 100% because he was a big piece of us winning the World Series, as well as everybody else.
Can't win a pennant in April, but I always felt we were 2-3, and we start a series with the Cardinals. No, we beat Philly. We go into St. Louis, win 4 games in a row. And really, since then, the Cardinals were dead after that. I think the third game, you and Rafi Santana combined in a great double play to end the game, and that I mean, the Cardinals were never, and we won 11 games in a row, went from 2-3 to 13-3.
Back in those days, Whitey Herzog was probably one of the best managers in baseball. And for us to beat the Cardinals the way that we beat them after the previous year, I think we made a statement. And it was a big time.
They tore him the year before. We won 98 games. Don't make the playoffs. Was that a carryover, you think? Do you remember Davey's speech that year in St.
100%. You know what? Davey's speech going into the spring training was that we need to dominate this league. We won whatever, 98 games, whatever it was, and we are not going to be second best. And Davey is one of the most respected people that I know in the game of baseball, playing for him. But he was right. We did what we had to do. It's a shame because if it was today and we won 98 games, we'd have went to the playoffs. And believe it or not, I believe 100% in my mind, we would have won the World Series. So, that part of the game has changed.
Well, I know people criticize us that in 85 we won 98, we won 108, and 87 everybody was hurt. in 88, we won 100 games, and lost. That to me was one of the most disappointing moments when we beat the Dodgers 10 to 12 games in 88 and lose, on a fluke home run.
I think we beat the Dodgers 11 out of 12. I could be wrong. Maybe you're right, 10 out of 12, Jay, but I don't know. I mean, you're looking old right now, buddy.
I feel old, Wally.
I still love you, though.
Wally, 44 years I've been in the game.
Holy shit.
44 years. I was a
44
young
years. What was your first year with the Mets, Jay?
19, your first year, 19, no, I was 1980. You got called up in 80, right?
Or, yes, I did. So
yeah, I got called up, and my first year was 1980. You know what? Listen, I loved all the players, the clubs, but the 86 team, maybe because I was younger, I just had a special bond with you guys, and they kept me. I was part of the hijinks. They made me feel, part of the team.
You were 100% part of the team, Jay.
Like one particular night in Montreal, I wasn't feeling well.
Other than Bobby when we left Owen, you in Chicago.
Yeah, when I
had
the
chicken pox.
Chicken pox. I almost drowned in a bathtub.
Well, stay awake and you wouldn't
I
drown.
I drowned in a bathtub. Then Arthur Richard got me steaks from Eli's, and I had was injured so bad I went to sleep in a bathtub and I almost drowned. But I was telling you, in Montreal, that I wasn't feeling well the one. Bobby O and Aggie came to my room with some medicine for me.
Right.
And I said, I can't, I'm not feeling well, so I turned them away. So, but you guys always feel, I guess it'll always be a bond, connecting all of us together, don't you think, from that team?
100%, Jay. I mean, we're a very unique group of players. And, I mean, I could talk about, I think about when we did the shares meeting when we won the World Series. And there was people upset, but I think you made out all right, right?
Yeah, it caused me a lot of aggravation with the Mets.
Oh, I know it did. I know it did.
Yeah,
you probably got all that money in the bank still.
When Keith told me, or Ray Knight told me I was going to get a share, I didn't know what the hell a share was. And it turned out it was $93,000.
Well,
and
that
then,
should tell you what we felt about you.
Well, it was, and I was called by the front office and said, listen, this is what the alternative is. You can accept the $93,000 from the players or $4,000 from being a department head. I remember going home and telling my mother. My mother said, I didn't raise a schmuck. Take the $93,000,
Oh, shit.
But of course, because I was perceived then as a player's guy. You know what I mean?
You always were a player's guy. Well, Jay,
that's
believe
my
it or not, you're still a player's guy.
Yeah, I am. And that's my legacy. So be it. Well, once the guy, tell me if my memory's bad. That Cardinals series, didn't you leave hamburgers for one of the umpires at third base?
That was actually it might have been against them, but I think it was in Pittsburgh. It was for Eric Craig.
Yeah, he bought him hamburgers on the field, right?
Yeah, put it on third base. I was playing third base in Pittsburgh, and it was like, here you go, bud. He didn't know I put him there. He was not very happy. But
one of the things I watched on YouTube 9 million times was the video from what was the name of the other team? The Savannah. What's the
Savannah team? Bananas.
No, but you that's a different team. You went crazy. You were throwing stuff in the.
That was
nuts, right?
South Georgia Peanuts.
Yeah, and he was throwing bats and balls and.
I want to win.
Well,
at all costs. I'm 63 years old. I still want to win, and I protect the players. And hey, you know what? Throwing a few bats and balls on the field never hurt nobody. Never hit nobody.
Well, what's looking back? What made the '86 team special in your mind?
I think the chemistry of the team, Jay. Just that togetherness about the players, what Davey said in spring training in 86 about there's no way that we're going to be second place this year. We're going to win. I think about a lot of things. I think about after the fact, I think what Frank Cashin did to improve that team, which hurt my playing time. Adding Keith Hernandez, adding Gary Carter, those were the two biggest ingredients that we probably added. And there's always an ingredient that you have to add to be a championship team. And you know, the thing about Frank Cash, and God rest his soul, he did that before the season started. And it made us a great team.
You told me a story about Keith, which I really want to repeat. You always batted ahead of Keith most of the times, right? And you had to take a pitch or two to go back and tell Keith what was going on. I mean, and what Keith says, what are you gonna do? You got to do it, right?
No, I did it. I mean, I was young and dumb. You know, Keith would say, "Well, I got to see all this guy's pitches." And so I'd go up there and I'd take two strikes and try to foul a few balls off. So I'd given it a bat away every game if it was somebody that Keith didn't know. And, you know, it made us a better team. The whole thing was we were team guys. We helped each other. We talked a lot. We didn't have the video and things like that they have today, but we were better than I think some of them are now because we communicated so well. Well, you know, after a game, we talk about a game. You're talking about guys being in the clubhouse for an hour, 2 hours. You go to a game today. You've been there, Jay. 20 minutes
Yeah.
later, they're gone.
In the 10th inning, game six, did you make the first out or the second out in the 10th inning?
You know, I hate you right now.
No, I'm just
No, I made the
No,
first
because I
out.
wasn't.
I made the first out. Keith made the second out. I flew up
That's
to
right.
left.
So if you
Keith
made,
left
so
center.
now there's 2 outs, bottom of the 10th. You know, I remember the picture of Davey, God rest his soul, Mel in the dugout. When
Right.
you went back to the bench, you know, what do you remember what your thoughts were? I said, how did we win? We won 108 plus 311 games, and we're
Right.
not going to win. We got to remember, too, people hated us. We got to so many fights. The rest of
They
the league hated us.
still hate the Mets. They
They
all hate the
do.
Mets. That's why I want them to win this year.
Yeah.
But you know what? They it's funny because I don't know, Jay. They you know, you make that out, whatever, and it ended up being a great game. I mean,
Yeah, it
the
was.
best team survived and the best
It
team
did.
didn't win. And that was the New York Mets in 86.
Yeah. Hey, Walter, listen, I want to wish you all the best. Hey, listen, keep calling me for guys on the waiver wire. I hope I can send some guys your way.